AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump will get a look at hurricane damage in North Carolina today, and then it's on to California to see the wildfire damage there. The president has been talking about changes in disaster response.
FEMA has not done their job for the last 4 years. You know, I had FEMA working really well. We had hurricanes in Florida. We had Alabama tornadoes. But unless you have certain types of leadership, it gets in the way.
The president is expected to focus on California's water policy. Crews are making progress containing wildfires around Los Angeles. High wind warnings are expected to expire today. California Governor Gavin Newsom approved a $2.5 billion package to help the L.A. area recover from wildfires.
People feel helpless, but not everybody feels hopeless. And I think this is about distilling a sense of hopefulness.
Rain is in the forecast for Los Angeles this weekend. South Korea's military says it suspects North Korea is preparing to send more troops to Russia. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
North Korean soldiers fighting in the Russia-Ukraine war have suffered heavy casualties. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also assessed in a report distributed to journalists that North Korea is continuing its preparations to test fire an intercontinental ballistic missile intended to reach the United States. The report came as North Korea swore in a new premier during a two-day parliamentary meeting in Pyongyang. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of artillery and weapons to Russia, and last October, it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops there as well. That's according to US, South Korean and Ukraine intelligences. Seoul, Washington and others worry Russia could in return transfer to North Korea sophisticated weapons technologies that can enhance its nuclear program. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. Costco shareholders rejected a proposal to urge the company to evaluate any risks related to its diversity, equity, and inclusion practices.
The proposal was submitted by the National Center of Public Policy Research, a conservative think tank based in Washington. They argued that Costco's DEI initiatives hold litigation, reputational, and financial risks to the company, and therefore financial risks to shareholders. The think tank has made a similar proposal to other companies such as Apple, citing a U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2023 that outlawed affirmative action in college admissions. Preliminary results shared by Costco executives showed that more than 98% of shares voted against that proposal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Spectators booed and injured Novak Djokovic as he left the court after quitting one set into his Australian Open semifinal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.